There are churches, both Catholic and Protestant, with church names that start with the letters ST, period, the abbreviation for saint. ST, period, like Mr. and Mrs., are honorifics, which is a word that means a title or word, implying or impressing high status, politeness, or respect. You will notice, however, that most evangelical churches are not named for a saint. The Catholic Church is a process for how a person becomes a saint, also known as canonization. Here's an abbreviated explanation of canonization. 1. The person must be dead for at least 5 years. 2. When a person is accepted for consideration, they are called a servant of God. 3. After it's determined that the servant of God lived a life of virtue, they are called venerable. 4. After one miracle is confirmed, the venerable is presented to the Pope to see if he or she is considered blessed. This process is called beatification. And 5. After a second miracle is confirmed, the blessed is again presented to the Pope for review to be considered a saint. Shoo! That's a long process. But the biblical requirements for a saint are much different. In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2, Paul addresses the church at Corinth. To the church of God, which is at Corinth, to those who are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints, with all who in every place call on the name of Jesus Christ our Lord, both theirs and ours. In order to be called a saint, you just have to believe in God and Jesus Christ. You don't have to be dead, you don't have to have miracles attributed to you, and you don't have to have the Pope review your case. In the Old Testament, there are many references to believers being saints. There are 20 references to saints in the book of Psalms alone, and 12 references to saints in the other Old Testament books. These saints are the Hebrew believers in God. In the New Testament, there are 70 references to saints. These saints, of course, are believers in Jesus. Saints is a collective term for all those who believe in God and Jesus. There are halos on the heads of paintings and statues of Catholic saints, but there are no references to halos in Scripture. In our review of Scripture, we see that there is no complicated process to become a saint of God. As referenced above, all we have to do is call on the name of Jesus and believe in Him to become saints. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor, or what your ethnicity is, as long as you believe in Jesus, you are a saint. One of my favorite childhood hymns is I Sing a Song of the Saints of God. The first and second verses talk about saints of God who lived in the past and their courageous actions. In the third verse, the lyricist speaks about the saints that live in the present day and where a person can find the saints. Everywhere! The last phrase of the first verse states, "They were all of them saints of God, and I mean, God's helping to be one too." In fact, that should be every believer's goal. There's an old saying, "You're a saint or you ain't." And I hope that you are a saint. And thanks for listening. We'll see you next time.